Blog Talk Radio.
This is Stephen, webmaster for PetGroomer.com, and here we are again on Groomer Talk Radio. We're having a pretty busy start of winter here. We have the all-new website is now open. That's, as you know, we've had, since 97, PetGroomerAds.com, which is the number one classifieds for grooming. But we opened up a new mobile-friendly version, same ads at both sites. But those of you with tablets and smartphones, I bet you're going to love the new site. Bigger pictures than ever, very friendly for any type of mobile device. You might want to check that out. It's at Groomer Ads, all one word, groomerads.com. We have some contests going on. We're giving away Bravura clippers from Wahl this month. If you go to the message board, just go to petgroomer.com and click the community link there. And we've been getting the events calendar. It's up to date for what we know of now for the rest of 2019. I think it's the 21st edition of the State of the Industry Report will be coming out on February 15th. That's just a little less than a month away right now. It will have the largest surveys ever of groomers, including grooming prices, wages, what are groomers making anywhere around the country. And that would include whether you're self-employed, employed. We'll have the latest numbers for you. Get a good idea on what's the optimism for 2019 into 2020. We'll have articles about that. And what else? The big news, the really big news. You know, pet grooming, not directories of where groomers get business from pet owners, but real apps for groomers by groomers. And this will be just the industry at a touch of a button on apps on your phone or tablets. Those should be out no later than the last part of February, but I have a feeling they're going to be out earlier. But there's going to be two kinds of apps, there. So you're going to want to check those out. We'll be announcing those further. They will be in the Apple Store. They'll be at Google Play. Most anywhere you get apps, you'll be able to get this. We are hoping it's free. It looks like it's going to be free to you. So just a button push away from just amazing amounts of information, including our ads, this talk show itself. Everything we do is going to be on that app coming up pretty soon. So let's get on. Today we're having back Angela Clark. Since opening the doors of the American Grooming Academy, Angela has become a certified master groomer through International Professional Pet Groomers Association. She's also an IPG Practical Certifier, a Professional Cat Groomers Association of America Certified Feline Stylist, and Practical Certifier. She is also certified for pet CPR through Pet Tech. Angela's career is long. I believe it's over 30 years now, and she has many advantages, but the most important is her love for pets. She's an avid animal lover, and especially the AGA mascot poodle breed. Angela wants everyone who has a dream of working with pets to be able to make that dream a reality. So let me open the line, and we will get Angela here board. Are you there, Angela?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you
okay,
for having me.
Good. Why don't you tell a little bit more about your background? We'll start there for those that this might be the first time to hear you.
Okay, great. Well, like you just mentioned, I think I stopped at 30. It's something or 30 plus, but
I
actually started, you know, what's that? You understand? So I started many moons ago. I actually, when I was in high school, like many people, I had a part-time job bathing dogs, and I happened to fall into a really good place at that time. I was up in Sacramento, and they started teaching me to groom. So I actually had learned to groom by the time I graduated from high school. And actually, groom put me through college. I used to groom part-time and go to college. And then when I got done with college, I tried for, you know, I actually was in the finance world of all things. I did some other things, worked for financial companies, and never could get out of the salon. You know, I'd always be helping my friends and on the holidays. And I think it was about my mid-30s, I thought, why don't I just do this full-time? Like, why am I kidding myself? This is what I love to do. So I, at that point, I actually purchased from a friend of mine who was retiring a grooming business in Sacramento and ran and operated that business for about 5 or 6 years. And from there, I moved to Minnesota, from California to Minnesota. That was quite a shock in weather. But there is where I got introduced to, I was working for a company called Pet Food Warehouse, I think it was called at the time. And Petco purchased that company. It was a company in the Midwest with about 30 locations, and I was working in one of their locations as a groomer. So that was starting my career with Petco. And I worked for Petco for about 12 years. And I learned a lot. I actually started in the grooming salon, and then I became a trainer. Back then, their training program was a whole lot different than it is now. But and then I was a regional manager, a pet services regional manager, for about 6 or 7 years. And then now starting American Grooming Academy.
So what led you to want to go into the educational side of grooming?
I always knew that there was a need. You know, this industry, as we all know, is continually growing and expanding. And there's always been a high demand for groomers. And there's just not a lot of places for people to learn to groom. And to learn on site can be good. But a lot of times, you know, stylists don't have time to teach because they're busy working. So I knew that there was always a need, and there was always a need for a good place to go and get a solid foundation, solid education. And so the other thing is, when I worked for Petco, I had the opportunity to teach, and I also found it very rewarding to teach somebody who really wanted to work in the industry and had passion for it, that I found it very rewarding. So that was part of my reasoning for opening American Grooming Academy.
And what year was that now that you opened that?
I started American Grooming Academy in September of 2009. So if you can imagine, if anybody can think back, the economy wasn't that great in 2009. And many of my friends are like, have you lost your mind? Like, really? You're
going
to start a business, you know? And I said, no, you know, I'm old enough where I've seen several recessions, and I see that grooming just continues, that people continue to take care of their pets. And I know that there's really a need, and that there are people out there that want to work in this industry, and that there is a need for people, a place for people to go and really get a good education. So So I started in 2009, almost 10 years now.
Yeah, this will be 10th year, 2019. There you
yeah.
go. Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember back then. I didn't realize it's been 10 years, though. Oh, the time keeps going by. Now, career seekers, I know over the years we've talked with a lot of career seekers, whether it's in our communities and whatever. Some are really surprised that not all grooming schools are the same, and that's really true. So what do you say as the owner of a grooming school? What should they be looking for in a grooming school?
When I meet folks that are going through that time when they're looking for a place where they can learn, when they're going around and looking and prospective schools and places to get educated, I say, you know, without even thinking, I'm not speaking because I'm a grooming academy, but, you know, there are some specific things to consider. And one of the things that I find is important is the school license. In license, you should say, in the state of California, there's licensing through post-secondary school of education. So that's in the state of California. I'm not clear about all schools, all states. And the most reason for that is that somebody else has taken a look at your program and an outside person and said, this program fits and we feel it's, you know, qualified to educate people in this area. The other thing it does for the is they're protected. And what that did is, for some reason, if something happens to that school, let's say they have, you show up and the doors are shut, the school closed, there's actually a student fund for those consumers where they can get help to get relocated to another school, or they can get some of their investment back that they put out. That's one thing that I tell people to consider. The other thing is the school structured? Meaning, do they offer theory and they offer hands-on training? In my opinion, both are important, that you have both. And do they actually have a plan for your education? Because otherwise, how do you hold someone accountable? So are they giving you what they said that they would give you? So you really want to look at, when I look at a school, what is the plan for my education and what is the process? The other thing I look at is who's providing the education, who are the instructors, and how are they educated? Are they certified? Do they have any certifications? Have they had any experience in the industry? So really taking a look at who's actually providing the education. And the other thing is, how long is the hands-on part of the training? So, you know, especially with, you know, the internet has been great and provides us lots of information. And sometimes there's information provided online, which is awesome. To go with that, you need to have the hands-on training as well. And enough of it, not just, you know, 20 hours or how many hours, is really important. To go along with, you know, who's providing those training hand-on hours. The other thing is, you know, does it feel like a good fit? Do you feel like the school will meet your needs and goals that you have? So does it feel right when you meet people or talk to the people or walk through the school itself? How does it feel? It's kind of like your intuition, you know, listening to your own intuition. And then, is there any continual education after I graduate? And what is support after I graduate? So those are the things that that I find that are important.
Great. I agree with you. I actually helped many years back with the private post-secondary board that was in Sacramento. And that was a very thorough process. Some states, it's much easier to just cut to the chase. It's very easy in some states. It's not easy to do in California. And so that's a very good recommendation. Yeah. And getting judging the hands-on period versus just not. Or sometimes when I've hear schools where four or five people literally every day are just sharing the same dog together and whatever. And so those are very important questions for them to be studying. Now, what programs are you offering now? And you want to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, so right now we have three programs that have been approved by the state of California, post-secondary school of education. One of them is our BATER program, where it is for an entry-level position. They learn about the bathing and brushing, also the safety and sanitation, the different pet types and anatomy of pets. And then the second one we have is our pet stylist program, and that's like a basic pet stylist where they're going to not only learn all the bathing procedures, but they're also going to start doing like basic shave downs, different head styles, and we will introduce them into the different patterns like sporting patterns and terriers. They will get introduced to them and have an opportunity to work on them, but it is a shorter, condensed program. And then our advanced pets program is where you get all three programs in one. And it is, you know, has additional hours, and you get more training on advanced styling. You also get training on, if someday I think I want to open a salon or maybe a mobile business, that's also included in that advanced pet stylist program.
And what kind of hours are we looking at? Is that govern it by hours?
Yes. So, the BATER program is 120 hours. So one thing is if you, at our school, what's a little bit different is you can go part-time or full-time, but it is 120 hours. So in the BATER program, you would complete your hours, plus you have the theory side too. So you have some workbooks and testing, plus you have some hands-on technicals that you have to complete. And then our pet stylist program is 360 hours. And again, it has the theory side and those testing. And then you have your hands-on technicals. And then your advanced pet stylist is 480 hours. Again, same thing applies. You're going to have your theory side and then your hands-on technicals as well. Yeah.
All right. And let's see, where are we going? Let me ask about the educational programs. What is different about yours that really stand out, do you think, compared to others?
Well, I think that if I think of our school, first of all, what I really wanted to offer was really important to me is that I just didn't want to teach someone how to groom a dog. This is how you do a schnauzer, or I wanted to really teach them also about the business, because that's what helped people become successful. So it was really in my heart to not only give them a foundation on the grooming aspects, but also how do I be successful in this. So we have designed our theory to be, we have really what I call our lectures and discussions. We have a whole list of them that the students go through, and also that when they're working through their workbooks, and it could be anything from, you know, starting a salon to safety and sanitation to pet handling, you know, all the different, how to check in and check out pets. We also help people with the learning how to do the interview process, and we help them do a resume, and we do mock interviews and teaching them that part of it as well. That's one thing. I think the other thing that makes us stand out is we're a licensed school. So being that we're a licensed school, that means our school is also available for those that we are partnered with. Like MSJC is a community college. We've just become connected with them and offering programs through the community college. We're also able to help people who might be working through state programs like workers' comp, CalJobs, Department of Rehabilitation. So we're able to offer our programs to those individuals that are working through those programs. We have the theory. We have a really strong theory program. And our educators are all certified. They have real life experience, plus they're certified. And they also have corporate experience too. So they understand both aspects. If a person's thinking they want to go more independent, or if they think they want to work for what I call retail grooming, you know, like the big box or bigger, we all have those backgrounds. So the other thing is that we, at AGA, we have, what's a little bit different is I don't start big groups of people. We're a little bit scale, and I start individuals. And what that means is you can come part-time or you can come full-time. And we rotate, the way we rotate and work our program, that it works for, you're more working on your own individual program versus being processed through as a group. So that's a little bit different about how we operate that way. We also bring in outside speakers because I want people to understand who supports the grooming industry, like the where do I get my shampoo? How do I order my equipment? Who sharpens my tools? So I have them be able to meet those individuals, those local people who help support us in our business. We also educate people, you know, about the salon business, and then we also offer mobile. I have a mobile grooming business, and which is operated by a professional, but the students that are interested in mobile grooming also get to do ride-alongs, real-life ride-alongs, so they get to learn how that business works and get to experience it so that maybe in the future that's something they want to consider. And then the other thing is we do ongoing education. So once you finish the program, we do a few workshops a year that are free to our students. We also offer coaching. So if I have a student, a graduate who, you know, is now going to open her salon or his salon, you know, I'm available to help them and coach them and kind of be a sounding board, you know, for them. And give them my own experience. So that's available. And they can always come back. I always tell them, you can always come back. If you feel like you need a brush up or you're just feeling you want a little, come in and work on something, that's always available to our graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was
excellent. Well,
I feel like I've always said that we're invested. I tell people when they sign up, I go, okay, we're invested in you. So your success is our success. So if you're going to be a reflection of the school. So I'm invested in your future. I want you to be successful. So that's why we offer as much as we do.
Great. Now, when they start asking you about their career and all, what's the first thing? Do most of them want to be employed, or are they thinking they can be self-employed or pretty quickly, or what? What's going on today, and how do you explain the opportunities to the students?
Well, that's a really great question, and it's one that comes up when I'm meeting with folks. I happen to, at my school, do attract quite a few people who want to go into their own business. It's what I call second career. Maybe it's somebody who has done accounting, you know, 20 years, and they just really want to do something they enjoy and they're passionate about. Most individuals, many times, want to start a business of their own. And the way I view it is many of those are capable of, because they come with all these years of previous experience. And, yes, they need to learn about the grooming industry. They need to learn how to groom, and they need how to do it correctly and safely. But they have years of experience of running businesses. So they go off and they're successful. So, and then I have, you know, people who just want to work for them, so they're an independent, or maybe they feel that the retail grooming would be a good fit for them. So I think when I talk to them, one thing that we talk about is there's many opportunities for groomers. It really can be what you want to make it, what you feel your lifestyle is, and what you feel your goals are. So the things I tell them they can think about is there's the independent salon owner who is looking for help, and that might be a really great fit for you. There's the retail grooming industry that's always searching and looking for qualified groomers. There's also starting your own salon. So you could start a salon. Maybe you want to work somewhere for a while, need some experience, and then you can move on to your own salon. And then starting a mobile business is always a great idea. And I have one past student who went off in the San Diego market and now is running like 4 mobile units down there. Started out with one, but, you know, just built her business. And then there's I also have some individuals who have started a salon. Care facilities that are also searching for qualified groomers to help them with their customers. Some people in the past that we have a passion to help animals, and their goal is to work with rescue groups and animal shelters, and so that's a great thing to do for animals in need. And I have had people who wanted to learn about grooming so they can help those pets. And then, you know, one thing there's also the dog show world. Even though I'm just giving you a foundation, I tell them, if that's really an interest of yours, then you can start out by being an assistant with somebody, and maybe someday you can be like a handler, a professional handler. But this mm-hmm. could be a step into that world. You know, that's a whole other world that we don't think about, but it is
yeah.
a career of its own. And they need handlers and assistants, and they need judges, and that's a career path that a person could have. And then there's also a career path could be maybe you want to be a competitive groomer, or you want to eventually get into speaking or educating. You know, there's many avenues. That's what's so cool about this industry. There's just lots of avenues you can take, roadmaps of what is your interest and what you want to make it for yourself.
Great. That was a great summary. You really added some things there that I don't often hear from people. And my dad almost became a handler. He was an exceptional groomer. We're going back to the 60s here. And, he was so good. He almost went into, like you're saying, he went from groomer to handler. But he met my mom. She was a business person, and so, you know, it was like, we're going to do the kids and do a shop, and they really established what became a very large shop back in the day, and that probably is, but it was true, because we would often know many groomers that did, instead of doing the business, they went on to be handlers, too. That isn't talked about very much, but that was very, very true.
It isn't.
And we got to see it.
Yeah, and I tell people, they'll ask me, you know, how did you learn this or that? And I'll say, you know, I think of myself as a generalist. Like, I know a lot about grooming and all of that. But how I really perfected certain breeds is I go find the people who have been showing them for 40 years. And if you want to learn about poodles, or you want to learn about Bouviers, or if you want to learn about Bichons, go spend a day with one of them, and your head will just be so full of it. So when I think about my own career path, and I found individuals that were willing to, they always love to share about their particular breed, their specialty, and you can learn so much from those individuals, the grooming and the pet, that particular breed. So that's why I think of that as always a possibility as a career path. And I've had students in the past that are just fascinated with the showing, and I think that could be a great career path for somebody.
Yes. Yep. I used to go down, well, our shop, eventually we sold it, and it became a school with the new owner. And we used to go teach the business side for a few days there with them, and it was mm-hmm. great to work with them. And they did have such different ideas, and some of them actually were showers that wanted to learn to groom as well. And But I really enjoyed it, and it was very rewarding to work, like you said, with passion, people passionate about this. So speaking of the students, what kind of stories do you have of your students that come to mind that have really, you know, come in with and made a good success?
You know, that's I sit and I think about that. It's a really tough one for me to talk about what's my favorite stories because, you know, that's probably things about what I do in my career is that I get to meet and work with and educate and also learn from other people. I get to work with so many wonderful individuals that are, many of them are just, you know, me, like I said, have done something else and now they're going to this, but it's so rewarding to meet these people and work with them and then get to share in their success as they start their journey in this industry. So, you know, I was sitting and thinking about it. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not going to say names, but there's, you know, the one guy I think of who had been in the construction industry, you know, for all his life and then made a success in this. And then there was an IT guy and his wife who was in the dentistry and what they've done. And then there's this gal that I knew that I got to work with who was in the legal industry. There's another individual actually came out of the prison system and then has been nothing but success in this industry. So I was sitting there and I thought, gosh, you know, all of them are my favorites. One individual that always pops out, she's so supportive of the school as well. But she was a single mom. And, you know, when she came to the school, she was literally, you know, what I call broken. She was just broken. Like her spirit was broken. She loved animals and she loved her daughter. And she knew that she wanted to be able to take care of her daughter and provide for her. And, as time went on and you think that you're just teaching people how to groom, you really are affecting by giving them a way to provide themselves and provide for their industry that they love. And that's what came out of that experience with this individual is that I saw this person go from this broken person to this literally powerful individual with this great spirit and happy to be doing what she's doing. And then have her watch her own business and thrive and just providing such a great service for pet owners and then, you know, starting her own business. I guess the best phone call I got from her was when she called me and she was so happy that she had actually made her first home payment. And this is a person that had nothing, you know, when she came to me. And that was probably, you know, she wanted to thank me, but I know, thank you, you know, give me the opportunity. That's somebody so I think that's probably and I guess what I want to say too about all the people that come through the school is that, you know, the list really, I have a list of individuals. And I think that the thing that I think about is that it really takes a leap of faith to come to a school, to really have the courage to make a change, especially for some people who maybe have done something completely different. I think it's great to know this is what I want to do. This is what I'm passionate about. And I'm going to take a leap of faith and I'm going to change my life direction. And I'm going to be in a career where I am passionate and I love what I do. So that's, and I get to share in that. That's what's exciting for me. Keeps me passionate.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's coming up new, exciting? What's going to happen in 2019 at AGA?
So what's really new, you know, we just kind of started this. We have this new relationship, brand new, with MSJC, which is a community college, and they do also adult education. So we're really excited about having this partnership with them. And we're actually this month in January 28th, we're having an open house / orientation. So it's a new program for them as well that they've never, through the community college, offered a pet program. So we're really excited about that, this new partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we are all these years, you know, and we're coming out with our new curriculum. It's brand new material. It's a new look and a new way of educating people. It's new material, some new information that you don't see in any other sources of education. So we're really excited about that. That's new for American Grooming Academy in 2019.
Well, excellent. Well, Angela, I wish you a great year. I know we'll be working with you, and we do want to acknowledge, and perhaps some of the people listening, the Pet Groomer magazine. You've been doing, it's a 4 or 5 article series of articles. You can always read any of the past issues as well as the current issue at petgroomermagazine.com. And Angela, you're in there, so that's another way people can get to know you a little bit better. Really, it's a very helpful series for career seekers and students as they approach graduating, how to access jobs and your resumes and things like that. So that's something else to check out. Now, why don't you go ahead and give our listeners the contact information to get a hold of American Grooming Academy? Are you there?
I don't know.
Okay. We're having
Yeah,
we had a little interference in the phone line too.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. No, I think you were just saying that we were about the magazine. That's where I lost you.
Yeah, and then why don't you go ahead and give your contact information out where they should get a hold of you.
Oh, okay, great. Well, again, I want to thank you for having me on, and if anybody has any more questions, I want to contact you. It's American Grooming Academy. We are at 31285 Temecula Parkway, Suite 190, and the phone number is 888 550-9274. And you can call anytime. I'd be happy to talk to anybody.
And if anyone doesn't know, that is California. It's in Southern California, correct?
Yes, I'm in Southern California. We're about an hour from San Diego.
Oh, great. And if anyone goes to petgroomer.com, on almost every page we have a sponsor list. If you don't remember anything, just remember there is a link at petgroomer.com, of course, and there's a school directory there. You'll find American Grooming Academy in the sponsor listings as well as in the directory for California schools. And the website is American Grooming Academy, that's all one word, .com. So check it out. Make this a year to move ahead. I know as we start usually the year, I can already tell with, you know, our ads go up for people selling things and all more. And, you know, this is the year I'm going to do something new and whatever. So this is a great time of the year to start planning, getting your education this year in grooming if that's your passion. So I want to thank you again, Angela. And we'll look forward to your next article. That'll be coming out about 3 or 4 weeks. We'll have the next issue out, and your article will be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next episode.